Good day. As we continue our prayer focus, today's topic is praying for your city's news. What's going on in your city right now? When you listen or read the news about your city, what do you do? Does it cause you to get afraid, upset, frustrated, anxious? What if every time you listen to the news about your city, you took a moment to take it to the Lord in prayer? What if the problem seemed insurmountable? That you chose to call a friend who also lives in your community and ask if they would pray with you regarding the issue. Imagine how much more we would see God move where we live if we prayed for the news as we received it. 24/7 is a prayer organization that started by accident. They seek to revive the church and culture through an international movement of non-stop prayer. They started in 1999 when a simple student-led prayer vigil went viral and groups all over the world joined in to pray. 2 decades later, thousands participate in the clarion call to pray without ceasing. Try doing the following when you hear a news story in your town. And we're going to use the example of news we just heard today that one of the Barstow school board members has resigned as an example in how to pray the 24/7 way. So they suggest first to get informed, second, pray for people, third, pray for the circumstances, fourth, pray for those in power, fifth, pray for the church, and sixth, motivate others, and last, share your prayer. So Father God, we lift up this situation and we're going to use this example. We want to gather all the information, who's affected, the key leaders. Well, Lord, we know that a school district superintendent that retired today, Deanna Swearingen, they have a beautiful legacy report on her, but now her position is gone. And so we pray for whoever takes her place, Lord, for the people that will vote on her. We pray for them to have your divine wisdom. We pray for it to be a Christian. We pray for it to be somebody who will help take Barstow School District to a whole new level. We pray for those who will be impacted, the students, the teachers, the administrators, and the other school board members, the politicians in the area. Father, we pray for all of the people involved, for those in power, and the people specifically. We pray for the school district to improve. We pray, God, that you will bring up someone who could handle this role. This is not an easy role to take on, because you can get people not like you. So we pray for somebody who has backbone. We also pray for the church that they will seek to pray for a new leader, that they will not just sit idly by, but they will actually pray and motivate their church members to also do the same. We pray, God, that whoever is put in that position will have your grace and authority. And we know that you are the one who puts people in authority. So we trust you and praise you, but we pray that people will get involved and help this happen. And most of all, we pray the next time we hear news, we will pray about it and bring it to you, O Lord, in prayer. And if it's too overwhelming, that we will seek another believer that lives in our community and pray with them together. In Jesus' name, amen.